This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
They announced that he's not going to send missiles up anymore until through the meetings. Well, think of that. You know, we were getting a lot of missiles sent. I wouldn't say Japan was thrilled. Missiles flying over Japan. They're very happy with what I'm doing. And who else could do it? I mean, honestly, when you think. They're not going to send missiles up. Think of it. They're not sending missiles up. And I believe that. I believe that. I really do. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make peace. I think it's time. And I think we've shown great strength. I think that's also important. Well, they say they want to stop the missiles. They want to denuclearize. They want to do all of these things. And all of these people are like, they can't believe it. It's unbelievable. I said to my wife, I said, you know, it's amazing. They're really nice tonight. It's really amazing. They're all saying, this is an incredible achievement. This is, okay. Then I get up in the morning. Some time goes by. Right? Same people. They're saying, not that big a deal. Anybody could have done it. Obama could have done it. Obama had a chance. No, no. They're saying, Obama. Obama was driving you down. You take a look at those numbers before we took over. They were heading down. The economy is the best it's ever been. Your coal. By the way, folks, some of you are in the coal world. Your coal is coming back big, 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 big. Your steel is coming back. Your steel is coming back. We've created 3 million jobs since Election Day. Nobody thought that was possible. We passed the largest tax cuts and reform in American history. We've created more than 300,000 new jobs alone last month. But our new slogan, when we start running in, can you believe it, 2 years from now, is going to be Keep America Great, ! Keep America Great.
Hey, just that simple, huh? You know, I got to tell you, he was informed. There was no doubt about it. I mean, at some point you thought, you know, Brad, I got to tell you, you thought at times he was doing a stand-up act, you know, and he was funny at times, and other times, you know, quite serious about some issues that were just driving the left, you know, just bonkers. I mean, CNN has come up with 64 most outrageous lines from Donald Trump's untethered speech, they call it there in Pennsylvania. I mean, they're just twisting themselves in knots. They just don't know what to do with themselves. And, you know, and in all fairness, it's a little bit like when President Obama was speaking. You know, as charming as he was, you know, you're sitting there going, well, he's out there in the realm, you know, he's in the theoretical realm. He's talking about these things and you'd question it. And, you know, the rest of the media were just like a bunch of clapping seals. They just went along with it. And so now, all they can do is resist instead of really taking on, you know, take on some of these things. Even Leslie Stahl last night tried to take on some of the things with, she didn't try, she actually did with Betsy DeVos, but I think Betsy DeVos, I don't know what she thought was going to happen with Leslie Stahl, like she thought she was going into friendly territory and, you know, and she wouldn't be attacked or anything like that. It was almost like she was ill-prepared to answer some of these questions. I mean, it's like, look at, you know, like the one thing about her attacking what's going on, particularly in Michigan, with the school system is going, well, let me ask you this. How long has the Michigan school system been operating under the problem and the issues that they've been handling before I even came into office here and started taking over this job? And, you know, we're talking decades of bad habits. And how well did they do during that period of time? And now you expect in less than a year to turn this around, really? And you're asking me that question? I think she just missed on an opportunity to really put Leslie Stahl and others who think like that in their place. Our educational system, as we discussed last week, is in a lot of trouble. And there's not a quick fix to it. Stay with us. We've got more.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
In other news today, the president has pardoned Christian Saucier, a Navy submariner. Mr. Saucier was 22 years old at the time of his offenses and has served out his 12-month sentence. He has been recognized by his fellow service members for his dedication, skill, and patriotic spirit. While serving, he regularly mentored younger sailors and served as an instructor for new recruits. The sentencing judge found that Mr. Saucier's offense stands in contrast to his commendable military service. The president is appreciative of Mr. Saucier's service to the country. With that, I will take your questions. John.
This was the announcement Friday of Christian Saucier's pardon. And, of course, when I heard that, you had to tweet immediately as to what's going on. I also contacted Christian and his mother. Kathleen sent back a post on Saturday morning. Says, my post this morning, thank you to everyone who's been there from the beginning. You know me. You knew me before and never doubted who I was or what I and my family stand for, America. Thank you to those who entered my life along the way. You stepped up and never wavered. Most of you have never met me yet. You saw me as a fighter for justice and American patriot. I truly believe God has been at the forefront of this battle from day one. On the days my faith wavered, many of you would boost me up and remind me. One day I remember crying out, why me? And someone quietly said, why not you? I know our country has so much healing to do, and I truly believe God has not and never will forsake us. We must be strong and continue to lift each other up in the battles. Each and every one of us has a voice, and each and every one of us must use it. Please turn to your right and turn to your left and join arms together. We can be a great capitalized nation. Average Americans can make a difference. Help your neighbors near and far. Choose a cause and commit to it. Never, ever stop believing. Please continue to pray for healing and restoration of my families. I will continue to pray for all of yours. God bless America. Kathleen Saucier. That was, a touch. And also, we're going to be talking with Christian's attorney. Hopefully, we're going to be able to do that tomorrow. And right now, we have Megan Barth. I do want to bring her on right now. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, great news, huh?
Wonderful news. And you wouldn't know about that wonderful news because the press is focused on traveling. The tour with Stormy Daniels, who's selling $25 tickets. That's her comeback tour, as she announced to CNN.
Yeah.
Anything they can do to further be a part of the resistance,
mm-hmm.
Which is sabotaging this administration with any bad news they can find, whether it's in the back of a Stormy Daniels porn show or perhaps it's in a Taiwanese prison talking to a Russian hooker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is really no low, is there? There's
no
better bottom to the mainstream media's reporting.
Yeah.
This, however, was one of the best stories when I read it on Friday. I think the news dropped on Friday.
Yes, it was Friday afternoon.
Yeah, put a huge smile on my face.
Right.
And, this kid has been put through hell and back. And thank God he has the the strength of faith and the strength of family to keep him going.
Exactly. I mean, you think about what he went through, and of course, on our website, we had been, of course, as you know, collecting petitions on his behalf, and I had our webmaster stamp a big pardon across it, and thank you, Mr. President Trump. And this is a big thank you to President Trump for understanding the plight. He mentioned Christian's plight during the campaign, and of course, you know, look at some of these people. They were complaining. They go, well, he didn't spare him any jail time. Well, look at, he only became president, and you know, this is the second pardon that President Trump has issued, and this was a fait accompli. This was something that President Obama and his administration had supported in the incarceration, you know, maybe to take away some argued, maybe to take away from some of the heat that Hillary Clinton was on and somehow using him as a scapegoat to say that, you see, we're really serious about, about controlling, you know, top secrets and that sort of thing. And here it is, you get a 22-year-old at the time who would do what most 22-year-olds would do, a selfie and violate a top secret area, and you know, took some pictures, and you know, and he spent a year in jail. When it was interesting, by contrast, there were two other Navy men that did the same thing, and one, I think he said, got a reduction in rank. Both of them have stayed in the military. One is now an officer. The other, you know, pursuing their career in the Navy, and that's what Christian Saucier wanted to do. He just wanted to be a career Navy man, and now he's out. And, you know, hopefully along with his pardon, there's some, you know, some sort of retribution or something there that he can get back, you know, because he lost his, I think he lost his car, you know, the, he could, I think he's collecting refuse right now. I think that's his current job, because as somebody who is a felon, you know, the jobs are not right for the picking, but now he can be Christian Saucier. He is no longer a felon.
Well, it's nice to have a president that actually pardons a veteran instead of pardons a traitor. It's nice to have a president that grants a pardon based on justice instead of political opportunity. I mean, when you looked at the pardon of, was it Chelsea Manley, then Bradley Manning, who exposed many of our secrets to foreign enemies. When you look at how many people Obama pardoned that had cocaine trafficking records and crack cocaine trafficking records, that's who Obama sided with along his whole presidency. It was that type of scourge. And it goes back to his Chum Gang days. He never really got out of the Chum Gang. And so it is nice to see this type of empathy and honor bestowed upon a very deserving candidate.
Well, we are very pleased, needless to say, and with you, Megan, many, I would say millions of patriots across the country, when they heard the news, were high-fiving, going out and having a celebratory drink, and you know, celebrating and thanking God for the favor that was extended to Christian Saucier and his family. And may he do well. May this time be redeemed in a very special way, that he knows that it is the hand of God that has given him favor, and that he goes on to realize you know, his God-given purpose. I mean, he didn't go through what he went through just to be a one-day story, you know, something that Donald Trump could exercise. I think there's a lot of great things in the future, you know, ahead for this man. So I'm excited for him. Let's talk about the Sunday news shows. What grabbed your attention most of all?
Oh, geez. I think what grabbed my attention most of all was Donald Trump's Pittsburgh rally, whereby he called Chuck Todd a sleepy SOP. And then watching Chuck Todd try to kind of, you know, maneuver around that new moniker, doing the kabuki dance. Can you believe the tone? I mean, the swearing in front of children. So that grabbed my attention. But what also is really grabbing my attention is the midterm elections, and we really need to start looking forward to that. And that is specifically, too, that the Democrats release their platform.
Yes.
And their platform is about raising taxes. So we can talk about that.
Yeah, we will when we come back. Yeah, this is, winner, chicken dinner, let me tell you. This is the thing, ladies and gentlemen, what the Democrats bring to you. And I just cannot believe that I can believe that there are some Republicans that should be vulnerable for all the right reasons. But if we want to keep America great, we need to get people who can come in and support this president and support this new movement that is happening across this country of ours, which is for the good of all patriots. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, of course, in case you had any doubts. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of BringinBabe.com. Megan, you got Donald Trump, the president, heading to California. Is he going to find any sanctuary from the resistance while he's there, maybe?
Probably not, because they provide sanctuary to illegal alien criminals and the likes of Antifa, where they just give them room to destroy.
Sure.
So the police are on high alert. They're probably going to try to keep the president safe. I mean, one would hope so. But we'll see if the riots break out, you know, around the typical places like, you know, L.A. and Oakland. Well, I'm sure that the DACA dreamers, because they're not working, you know, they're just dreaming, they'll take to the streets and probably shut down the 405 freeway. You know, typical leftist mob tactics in order to get some attention.
Well, they're getting the attention, but for all the wrong reasons and all the wrong way, as we said before. I mean, here it is. We're, you know, the rest of America is still trying to process this whole situation. And it's tough when you have people that are guests, in a sense, you know, guests to this country, and are flipping you off and calling you all kinds of names and burning your flag. And then you're sitting there saying, okay, somehow I have to get my brain around accommodating them. And somewhere down the road, maybe even them being citizens when they act like this.
Yeah, they show no deference to their host country, do they? I mean, a little respect would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, they've aligned themselves with the Democrats. So this is why I call the DACA folks the Democrat activists and con artists. I mean, they're using taxpayer money to get their education and much of their welfare and health care. Many of them go to school, quote-unquote, for free in California because they're illegal. See, that's the benefits of being illegal in this country, specific if you live in California. Everything's given to you for free, and let the whitey taxpayer pay for it. You know, the citizens of California are more endangered than the illegal aliens of California. And this is why sanctuary city laws are absolutely illegal.
Right.
This is some sort of manufactured law and right that progressive leaders like Libby Schaff in Oakland have created, like Rahm Emanuel of Chicago have created. Each city and each county and each state cannot set immigration law.
Yeah, they found that under Obama, didn't they, with in Arizona?
Yes, and Obama cites in the lawsuit against Arizona that the federal government has the right to enforce and control immigration. I mean, that is true. It's constitutionally sound. It's one of the very few things Obama ever said
that was constitutionally
rooted in the Constitution as it was written and not how it was progressively interpreted.
Right.
So can you imagine the chaos if every city and every state and every county had their own immigration laws? Well, it would look a lot like California.
Right, exactly. Coming to a city near you and your citizens getting murdered in the street with impunity, and it's all okay. And I will say it is not only the expectation of white people, but Hispanics. You know, about 70% in California come from Mexico. I figured this out, going, wait a minute, we're legal. We're paying for all this illegality as well. But, of course, they don't want to hear those voices. It's much the same way as in Florida with what happened with the shooting there. They only wanted to hear from those kids that were attuned to their specific agenda. Anybody that was antithetical to that agenda, they said, oh, we don't need your comments anymore, and they found a way to, you know, censor them away from the conversation.
Well, right, and that's typical leftist tactics, right? Silence your opposition by simply just using the press to manipulate the microphone.
Exactly.
And don't highlight those voices of dissent. You know, this uniformity of totalitarianism is quite chilling. You don't have a space anymore that has a free speech debate, right? According to the left, there's only certain spaces for free speech, but the whole entire campus can be run by communists. But if you're a conservative like Ben Shapiro that wants to appear, you know, on the campus in Berkeley, you need to hire $600,000 or hundreds of thousands of dollars of security.
Yeah, exactly.
So everything is kind of upside down in progressive law land, wherever you find that progressive la-la land, whether it'll be in California or Chicago or Baltimore or Ferguson, Missouri.
Right, exactly. And the battle continues, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't patty cake. This is serious stuff. It's about your country. You know, Megan, I keep thinking we're so close to losing this democracy. You know, you imagine had Hillary been elected president, what this country would look like. Our constitutional government would have gone by the wayside. It was hanging by a thread. But for some evangelicals and people of conscience, people who believe in the Constitution, who fought the good fight, you know, but I say to them, look, the fight's not over. It's just beginning. You know, it continues. Democrats and the pressure that they continue to put on us, along with the mainstream media, are just saying, hey, we're going to wear them out. We're just going to wear them out because that's what we did before. And you need to stay fixed and stubborn to this issue that it is about a constitutional form of government. Good news over the weekend, I guess, if you want to believe her, Pocahontas said she's not running. She's not going to run for president in 2020. And I think maybe part of that is she's not about to do any stinking DNA test, right?
Right. And I was watching her interview on Fox News yesterday, and her answer is when the moderator asked her if, or the interviewer asked her if she would take a DNA test, she launched into this personal story that really had nothing to do with the answer. She never answered the question. Mm-hmm. She simply went into this romantic love story about how her parents met and how they crossed the plains, and it was they had to elope, but no one cares.
Yes, right, right.
but I don't know if you noticed she turned down her shrieking a little bit.
Yeah, she did. No, I noticed that, you know, and I thought this was,
yeah.
And this was a bit of an opportunity for her. I mean, you know, here it is, you know, the staunch liberal she is, she's on Fox, and, you know, and so, you know, for her to present her case. But this is the thing, you know, about liberals. They can't help but expose themselves. I mean, it's just so obvious, isn't it?
Well, right, because they have really no foundation on which their principles are based. I mean, their priorities and their principles shift with the wind. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at their latest platform, you know, before they were about, you know, somewhat some tax cuts. I mean, they didn't think that tax cuts were going to kill people or it was going to be Armageddon. Mm-hmm. But now the new Democrat platform is to raise taxes on everybody, even
yes.
the dead.
Yeah.
And to protect illegal aliens, where before they actually used the term illegal aliens and thought that illegal aliens were, you know, not necessarily a benefit to this country and to the middle class. Well, now they want to protect them.
Right.
So it's really hard to keep up with the Democrat platform, considering that it shifts much like the weather. But what it has shifted to is towards a left-wing extremism.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at their platform, you look at what they stand for, and it's so out of the mainstream, whether it's abortion, whether it's economics, whether it's foreign policy, they align themselves with the despots and the criminal aliens and ignore the middle class and the American citizens.
Where do they think they're leading this country if they were to have their way? See, this is the thing. I try to think, okay, what value, what do they have to offer? What part of the recipe can they bring to the discussion that would advance the cause? And just like you said, you just run down whether it has to do with abortion, military preparedness, national security, main issues, immigration, all these things. It's like, what planet are you guys on? I mean, I'm not trying to be overly cynical, but I'm really trying to see if there's any value in them dar hills, and it comes up empty for me. What am I missing?
No, I don't think you're being cynical. I'm actually a lot worse. You know, the thing is, they believe that their fringe, this fringe left, is their future, that illegal aliens are their future. The more and more people they can get on the government, meaning dependent on the government, the happier they are. Because independency, and this is why you see this hyperbole and this hysteria coming from the left. For example, from Nancy Pelosi when she said tax cuts were going to kill people and it was going to be Armageddon.
Hmm.
Well, I haven't seen any body bags, and I woke up this morning and the earth is still rotating.
Yes.
But this is how extreme they've become, but they seem more mainstream because the press gives them the microphone.
Exactly.
And so their amplified voices make them look like a majority, but they are still the minority.
Without a doubt. Well, the 2018 is going to be important, these midterm elections, than you really realize, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Meg.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items. Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel any time. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, they really do mean something. But, you know, if you can't appreciate the history of this great country, it's just, these are just words, you know, just places on the map. Maybe if you know that they are on the map. But we miss out so much on the rich history. This is part of our DNA and the legacy in which we live in here in America. That's why I'm so proud of this country, the people that have gone before us, what they lived, what they died for. You know, their treasure, their human resources, everything that they gave, you know, for us to enjoy the America that we have today. And we celebrate our founding fathers and those who have made up this rich history. And it's up to us in this 21st century America to continue the cause for freedom, to continue the cause for liberty, not only for ourselves. You know, hey, here we are. You know, it's for our kids, our grandkids, and the future immigrants that are going to be coming to this country to make a difference, not only for this country, but this world, I believe. We're going to be talking with Charles Tattlebaum in a moment. He's the director of Tripp Scott Law, chair of the Bankruptcy and Creditors Rights Department. And we're going to talk about the Weinstein Company. And as I was, you know, reading up on, you know, what's going on, looks like the deal has fallen through again. That's the planned sale of the Weinstein Company. And he's here to report on that. But I was thinking, you know, what happened to all the congressmen, supposedly, that have been involved? I mean, we've got two that have gone by the wayside because they've been hashtagged. But where's the full disclosure, the $17 million or so that had been paid out? Did I miss something in the news? Was I gone too long or something? I have not heard any report whatsoever. It's just gone dormant. maybe the Beltway is happy to have all the excitement be away from the Beltway for certain reasons, especially when it comes to all the hashtagging and stuff. But, you know, for full disclosure's sake, you know, what are we doing here? You know, we're just going to all of a sudden wait until the 2018 midterm elections, and we're going to find out that, oh, here's these 20 congressmen or senators or whatever, some combination, that are all hashtagged, and they're all part of that 17. Is that what this is? Is one of those, you know, Manchurian bombs that are just waiting to explode on us and really turn the whole process upside down? I mean, it seems highly irresponsible that we're not dealing with this. I mean, here they are. They're, you know, chasing down, as Megan was talking about, turning themselves into knots on this deal with the porn star Stormy Daniels. But yet even, cleaning house, I believe should start with our own house. And we need to take a look. I think that the heat needs to be put back on the Beltway to say, hey, look, you've told us that you've irresponsibly spent $17 million of the people's money, and we want answers, and we want this taken care of, not in the middle of a 2018 election cycle. That's the way I feel about it. Charles Tattlebaum joins us right now. Charles, let's talk about this planned sale of the Weinstein Company. It collapsed again. What happened?
Well, when it was revived again after the New York Attorney General jumped in and sort of stymied it, and they started doing the due diligence, they found a lot of contingent and hidden liabilities that the purchasers were unwilling to assume or potentially be responsible for, because nobody knew about all these hidden debts.
Mm. So what happens in this case? I mean, can't they sign and buy the company and say, we're buying the company based on these debts, and any other implied or unreported debts, go into some sort of, hey, tough luck, Charlie, kind of thing?
Well, that's what's going to happen by their filing a Chapter 11. Weinstein Company is going to have to file a Chapter 11 because
yes.
There's a concept called successor liability.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do it is in a bankruptcy. The bankruptcy court can order the sale free of all claims.
Okay.
That's the only way to be sure.
So would that possibly vacate the noted liability? What's somewhere right now about, $225 million worth of indebtedness right now? So potentially, I mean, this could be a windfall for these people buying up the company, because if that goes away and you get it free and clear, I mean, you're rocking and rolling here.
Well, what's going to happen is there'll be a bankruptcy auction, and the assets of Weinstein, either in parcel or all as one, will be auctioned off by the bankruptcy court.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get a good price.
Mm-hmm.
But then what's going to happen is that money is going to go into a pot to pay the different classes of creditors, the victims, the trade creditors, those who were owed other money to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to become a feeding frenzy of who's going to get what money from the sale.
So what's going to be left then, huh?
Very little. It will be undoubtedly cents on the dollar for everybody, including the victims. And after all the legal fees and years in court, they may get virtually nothing.
Yeah. Well, this is what drives me nuts, Chuck, is when you have injury right now of people that took a hit from the Weinstein Company, and they've got clear damages. And with all due respect to the whole legal system and even the justice system, because I've asked this question time and again, is that when these big lawsuits come and there's the money is all divided, most of it seems to go to the attorneys, and the people that are actually injured and get a small parcel. Again, certainly the attorneys can say, look, these are billable hours. They're all justified. I'm not saying, you know, they're not. But it just seems a bit unfair, don't you think? And I'm asking an attorney this. Maybe that's wrong.
No, I agree with you. I'm quite outspoken about it because I think the system is broken. Look at what happened to all the asbestos victims for 30 and 40 years, where they died and then their estates got penny on the dollar, and yet the legal fees were zillions of dollars to get there.
Exactly. And how much did the Justice Department capture?
Well, they captured a lot of fines, too, which
right.
we never hear anything about.
Yeah, and I've asked them, I go, where does that money go? They go, well, it just goes into our general fund. Wait a minute, you're talking, like, for example, VW, that decision, when that came down, the people that died, you know, a bit of money. Justice Department, huge bits of money. I mean, why is the Justice Department getting money?
Well, because the legislation gives them the fine, the right to the fine. And so instead of the poor creditors getting the money or the victims getting the money goes to the government, and then we never see the other end of it.
Well, this is the world in which we live in, and even by admission of Chuck Tannenbaum, it is broken. Maybe somewhere down the road it can be addressed. But getting back to the Weinstein Company, you're talking the major assets, the notable assets being Project Runway, and then they have quite an extensive film library as well, right?
Right, and I think what's going to happen is they're going to divide them off. The Project Runway will be sold to another producer, and the film library will be sold to any one of a number of the big Hollywood, like Turner, Classic, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so between the two of them, there will be a lot of money generated for the benefit of creditors, but it's just going to be like a bunch of hyenas going after the wildebeest after the lion has gotten it.
Exactly. You know, as you say, it's going to be chewed up, and it'll be a cents on the dollar kind of payout here. So the Weinstein Company, I mean, boy, it's just going to be left with the, you know, no skin, just all bones, and, you know, maybe deservedly just go by the wayside and fade out into the, you know, into the sunset.
Well, it may, and it may send the signal to others who wish to act inappropriately.
Mm. Well, and even those, the ones that are acting inappropriately, it's today going forward, but their history, as we're finding out, can still come back to haunt you.
Right. And, of course, not that anyone feels sorry for Weinstein, but he had millions and millions of dollars of equity and investment in these companies, he and his brother and others, and they're going to lose that completely. So, I mean, they have lost. If money is king, they've been dethroned.
Yes, without a doubt. I mean, you know, here, one Oscars year cycle, he is next to God, if not God himself. And now there's not very many people in Hollywood that would buy him a cup of coffee.
Or be seen with him.
Yes, exactly. Even worse yet. Chuck, bottom line in all this, what do you, I mean, you pretty well laid it out. This is, you know, this is just going to be devastating, not only for Weinstein, but I think of all those people that were associated with the company in some form or fashion. So that's a message to those that support companies that do the same, right?
Right. There are no winners.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Chuck Tannenbaum, director of Tripp Scott Law Firm, chair of the Bankruptcy and Creditors Rights Department. Chuck, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on.
Always happy to do so.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the option, why not? That's what it's all about, is freedom. It's liberty. That is the foundation of this country. It is what our founding fathers put it all on the line for. Because you think about it, what other country gives you the liberty that America offers its citizens? But it's up to us to continue to fight for it. But if we're going to subordinate our freedoms to people who somehow think they have a better offer, that's pretty scary. And that seems to be happening more and more. And I think, there's a solution to this. This is why we'd like to have David Bozell on with us. He's the president of For America, the largest of its kind, award-winning national grassroots organization championing American exceptionalism. For America, with its 9 million member army, is dedicated to using social media to advance freedom, prosperity, and virtue in all public policy debates. David, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to talk about these tariff proposals. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You hear these pundits, chirping in their opinion about the tariffs. It just, like anything, it's amazing. Anything that's Trump immediately has to be met. I'm talking about the mainstream media has to be met with some antithetical opinion. And it shows that they really haven't done their homework, nor it's like they wonder for people that are in that position. How long have you been around government that you talk the way you do? I mean, it just demonstrates the lack of reality, at least the way I'm reading it. Am I wrong?
Well, I love how the wizards of smart inside the Beltway could not contain themselves talking about Gary Cohn and how Gary Cohn, because he came from Goldman Sachs, and because he has all sorts of experience with the tariff issue, then he absolutely must be right.
Yeah.
And there's just no other way around it. Totally discounting the fact that the president of the United States, basically made his career building thousands of buildings, slapping his name, his last name, all over these massive properties that are made of, steel.
Yes.
He himself may know just a little bit about what he's talking about here.
Kind of ironic that at one point, David, when if you remember when Gary Cohn was coming in to the administration, oh my God, Goldman Sachs, the sky is falling. Now he's leaving, and they're in the fetal position. I mean, gosh,
right.
What an exercise here!
Come back. Yeah, we don't know what we're gonna. The U.S. economy is going to crumble unless we have a Goldman Sachs executive at the helm. I mean,
right.
If there's any one thing that the president, being that Trump being in there, I think, has taught the country is that you don't need these Washington swamp creatures running things order to be effective. Whether you like them personally or not, I think he's taught the country that we could stand to benefit for having outside influences, outside voices, pillars of industry, captains of industry, taking a shot at running the government and running it well. Right. So I think that's going to be a long-term benefit to having President Trump in there for sure.
But the problem we're finding, though, David, along the way, is that unless you're part of the swamp creature that has been already had your clearance for decades, and you're already part of the club, you've got the password, the secret handshake, and the membership card, you're not easily let in. And this is the problem that the president is having, as did President Obama, in trying to get his people that he trusted, that he knew, in there to help him out. Because of the process, big hoopla over his son-in-law and his daughter, and all they want to do is serve the country.
Well, Bill, this is where a lack of a competent political operation in the White House is really making life difficult for the president. Mitch McConnell has basically thumbed his nose at all of this stuff with regards to putting pressure on Democrats, getting the president's team confirmed. His Senate only works about 2.5 days out of the week. If I had a criticism of the president, the idea that that Schumer is obstructing these things, he's not really. He may sort of put his punch his card in and say I object.
Yes.
But that Mitch McConnell has every tool at his disposal to start forcing some votes on key personnel, and he doesn't do it. On the Jared Kushner stuff with the security clearance stuff. Look, other administrations have figured this out, Bill.
Yes.
The Trump administration, we just can't sort of gloss over them and say, well, it's been really difficult for them to figure this out. Other administrations have figured this out. And one of my big frustrations is, the president, went up to Pittsburgh, sold his tariff plan, huge crowd up there. The press just sort of dismisses the crowd as the president complains about. But the president is the only one here in Washington that is selling success.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He is doing this through his Twitter feed. He's doing it through his speeches. I mean, he's already been out with multiple tweets about selling his tariff plan, having conversations with leaders from Australia and Japan, and the success of those conversations. You just don't see anyone in Washington that has a marketing bone in their body.
Exactly.
To the question of, how serious is he about tariffs? I think he's deadly serious. He's selling it wherever he can. I'm reminded back, if you remember when Barack Obama made this primetime address about what he called ISIL?
Yes.
ISIS, how serious he was going to take this threat now. And then he never mentioned it again for months.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Told me he wasn't serious at all.
Exactly.
So the president is just not going to go down like that. He's going to continue to sell what he thinks is the correct course of action. And already U.S. Steel has announced plans to reopen a factory in Pittsburgh, which is swing state territory politically.
Mm-hmm.
500 employees are going to get called back to their jobs. Terrific news for the president.
Exactly, without a doubt. And the thing is, at the very foundation of all this, David, when I talk to people who know the president really well, and I'm encouraged to hear this, the number one question he asks them every day?
What's that?
How are we doing in jobs? Does that tell you that he's serious about it? You see, the whole tariff deal, it's all about jobs. It all fills into this, okay? And
absolutely.
Making America great again is that, look, if we're not doing the things to make America, working again, put America back to work again, and it's not about jobs, then the tariffs are irrelevant. If we're not into national security, how are we doing on national security issues? Then, it doesn't matter if we control our aluminum and our steel, does it?
Well, jobs is a national security issue, right?
I mean, yes,
for him,
exactly.
I don't blame him when he looks across the landscape of prior administrations and. Prior administrations had a certain way. There's a certain Washington decorum of doing things. And look where it's gotten. the country economically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just sort of limping along at best. I don't blame him for saying, like I, Sandro said, I'm just going to do this, whatever they did, I'm going to do the total opposite. right?
Seems that way. Yeah.
It's not a bad way to approach it.
You know, David, you and I know the people at home, back home on Main Street, the forgotten man and woman, they're sitting there at the coffee shops across America, and they're scratching their heads, you know, for decades going, what are these knuckleheads thinking? And then right. You get this gazillionaire out of Manhattan, this white guy that's not supposed to know better. I mean, he's too rich to relate to the common man, and he's speaking their language, you know,
right.
And they're going, who would have thought? Donald Trump would come in and turn the tables upside down.
Not to mention the economic.
Yes.
Success is impressive. But, Bill, he's turned out to, I think, in my opinion, to be among the most socially conservative politicians in town.
Mm-hmm.
From what he can control, coming out of the Oval Office through executive orders on issues of life, of issues of religious liberty, he's done a terrific, terrific job. Republicans in Congress have made some of these promises for many decades in
yes.
these issues, and they just fall over themselves trying to get anything accomplished, and they really do lack the will. And in a lot of these sort of quote controversial issues,
mm-hmm.
On the cultural front, they just don't want to rock the boat. And here again, the president is taking a leadership role, and from what he can control. Now, a lot of these things need to be codified into law. This is where Congress needs to step in and help him out. But for what he can control, he's going down as among the more socially conservative presidents.
You're exactly right. And you're exactly right, David. The responsibility, the fingers are going to be pointing at Congress and the Senate at this point. You know, working 2.5 days a week, especially right now during this cycle as we head into the midterms, we'll be lucky to even get 2.5 days because they're going to be so distracted, especially these ones that are worried about being reelected.
As soon as the spending bill gets done, they're going to go on a 4-month vacation.
Yes.
It's just going to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know these guys are... Congress is trying to get Hyde Amendment protections, in healthcare insurance plans. They want to prevent federal funds from going to abortion funding, but that they're doing it so quietly. They may as not even try at all. They're not putting any pressure on Democrats to do it. They're not putting. There's no attempt to sell that to the American people. That is the holy grail of politics for Democrats. So it is incumbent upon Republicans to be on offense about these issues and be selling and selling early and selling often. Only the president takes that attitude.
Exactly.
Only the president. And that's, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, they outsourced their communication feeds. And it's just really disappointing. When you look across Pennsylvania Avenue, the two different approaches, the president selling, Congress sitting on their hands.
Quite a study in marketing, isn't it?
It is.
or lack of more than anything else. David Bozell, president of For America, on the President Trump's newly proposed tariffs. David, always great to have your insight. Thank you so much for being with us.
Appreciate it.
All right, take care. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, get involved in the conversation. Love to hear your thoughts. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.